Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Veer Bal Divas celebrations at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Prime Minister to also launch Suposhit Gram Panchayat Abhiyan to improve nutrition and overall well-being of children. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements. NDA leaders discuss ways to strengthen coordination among alliance partners. Doyen of Malayalam Literature and Cinema, M.T. Vasudevan Nair, passes away in Kozhikode. EPFO registered a net addition of 13,41,000 members in October this year. And in cricket, Boxing Day test of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia underway in Melbourne. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Veer Bal Divas, a nationwide celebration honouring children as the foundation of India's future at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. In 2022, Mr. Modi had announced that 26 December will be marked as Veer Bal Divas to pay tribute to the courage of the Sahibzadas, the sons of Guru Gobind Singh, and their quest for justice. Our correspondent has filed this report.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister will launch the Suposhit Gram Panchayat Abhiyan. The initiative aims at improving the nutritional outcomes and well-being by strengthening implementation of nutrition-related services and by ensuring active community participation. Around 3,500 children, along with the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar awardees and dignitaries, will attend the event. Various initiatives will also run across the nation to engage young minds, promote awareness about the significance of Veer Bal Divas, and foster a culture of courage and dedication to the nation. A series of online competitions, including interactive quizzes, will be organized through the My Government and My Bharat portals. Interesting activities like storytelling, creative writing, and poster making, amongst others, will be undertaken in schools, childcare institutions, and Anganwadi centers. With Dipendra Kumar, Adarsh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will participate in the Veer Bal Divas program organized at Bharat Bhavan in Bhopal today. More details from our correspondent.
On Veer Bal Divas, a state-level program organized at Bharat Bhavan in Bhopal will include the presentation of Kirtan Jatha and a film based on the sacrifice of Sahabzadas. Various activities centered on Veer Bal Divas are also being organized at every district headquarters of the state. Punjabi Sahitya Academy under the Madhya Pradesh Culture Department is organizing Veer Bal Divas week from 22nd to 29th December. The Academy is organizing events like short film screening, light and sound show, drama presentation, and Veer Ras Kavi Sammelan centered on four Sahabzadas in nine districts of the state. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for exceptional achievements in seven categories in New Delhi today. Children from 14 states and union territories are being honored with the Bal Puraskar for their achievements in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee will receive a medal, certificate and citation booklet. A meeting of National Democratic Alliance, NDA leaders, was held at the residence of BJP National President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi yesterday. The objective of the meeting was to strengthen coordination among alliance partners. Telugu Desam Party President and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Senior BJP Leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Janata Dal United Leader and Union Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Janata Dal Secular Leader and Union Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy attended the meeting. Hindustani Awam Morcha Leader and Union MSME Minister Jitin Ram Manji, Apna Dal Sonelal President and Union Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel and Rashtriya Lok Morcha President Upendra Kushwaha also attended the meeting. Union Minister of State for Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav stated that the National Ayush Mission has empowered communities with accessible and cost-effective health care based on traditional practices. while unveiling a film series titled Ayush for All, Holistic Healthcare through National Ayush Mission in the National Capital, he highlighted the remarkable progress and transformative impact of the mission. The minister said the film series is a step towards making information about government's initiatives readily accessible to the public. 1992 batch Bihar Cadre Indian Administrative Service IAS officer Arunesh Chawla has been appointed the Revenue Secretary in Ministry of Finance. Mr. Chawla is presently working as Secretary Pharmaceuticals in Ministry of Chemical and Fertilizers. Chief Executive Officer of Unique Identification Authority of India, Amit Agarwal, has been appointed as new Pharmaceutical Secretary. Manipur Chief Secretary Vineet Joshi has been appointed as Secretary, Higher Education Secretary. Special Secretary in Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Neerja Sekhar, will be the Director General of the National Productivity Council. Textile Secretary Rachna Shah has been appointed Secretary of Department of Personnel and Training. Secretary of National Commission for Minorities, Neelam Shami Rao, will be the new Textile Secretary. Sanjay Sethi has been appointed as Secretary of the National Commission for Minorities. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 58 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also interact with beneficiaries of the scheme during the event. Under the scheme, a record of rights will be handed over to every property owner in the village Abadi or inhabited areas. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj said that the Swamitva scheme will give the landowners a proof of ownership which can be used to acquire credit by enabling monetization of their properties. Talking to media in New Delhi, Panchayati Raj Secretary Vivek Bhardwaj highlighted that around 3,17,000 villages have been surveyed through drone inspection under the scheme and over 1,37,000 crore square meter residential land has been mapped. He added that around 2 crore property cards have been created so far, marking a major milestone in the adoption of the scheme.
इस देश के ग्रामीण जनता के लिए उनको मालिकाना हक दिलाने के लिए स्वामित्व योजना का शुभारंभ किया था इसके द्वारा रिहायशी जमीन का सर्वे किया जाता है और आज की तारीख में 3,44,000 गांवों में से 3,17,000 गांवों में ड्रोन के द्वारा सर्वे का काम पूरा हो गया है 27 तारीख को माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी 50 लाख से ज्यादा प्रॉपर्टी कार्ड का वितरण करेंगे और ये एक मील का पत्थर है
सेलिब्रेटेड मलयालम राइटर एंड फिल्म मेकर एमटी वासुदेवन नायर ऑफन रेफर्ड टू एज एमटी passed away at a private hospital in Kozhikode last night at the age of 91. MT had been ailing for some time and was hospitalized since the 15th of this month. Kerala government has declared state mourning today and tomorrow. All government functions scheduled to be held today have been deferred. Our correspondent has filed this report.
A prolific and a versatile storyteller, M.T. Vasudevan Nair strode the Malayalam literary and cinematic world like a colossus. His works extended beyond novels and short stories and included screenplays and direction of films. M.T.'s works explored the complexities of human emotions and societal issues, touching upon themes of love, betrayal, alienation and struggles set against Kerala's cultural landscape. His writings continue to inspire readers and filmmakers, going beyond regional and linguistic barriers, making him one of the most influential literary figures in the country. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has registered a net addition of 13,41,000 members during October this year. Labour and Employment Ministry said the surge in members can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. The provisional payroll data showed that EPFO enrolled around 7,50,000 new members in October of the current fiscal year. Akashvani News brings you Glimpse of 2024 in its special year-ender series. Today we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs during the year. Our correspondent has filed these details.
The Smart Cities Mission under the Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry has improved urban living standards, safety and public services. Some of the key achievements of Smart Cities Mission include integrated command and control centers at all 100 smart cities, 84,000 CCTV surveillance cameras, 1,884 emergency call boxes and more than 3,000 public address systems. Two major dump sites in Ahmedabad and Hyderabad were completely remediated, successfully addressing around 2.5 lakh metric tons of legacy waste. Center has also focused on improving urban mobility through initiatives such as the expansion of regional rapid transit system between Delhi and Meerut. 42 kilometers of this stretch has been made operational since October 2023. By June next year, the remaining portion will also be operational. With Adarsh Kumar, Suparna Sekhya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India had a delightful day in the world of sports yesterday. A report on this.
In a proud moment for India in weightlifting, Martina Devi from Manipur clinched a silver medal in the women's junior plus 87 kg category at the Asian Junior Weightlifting Championships in Doha yesterday. The 18-year-old lifted an impressive total of 225 kg to secure second place. Martina also earned a silver medal for her clean and jerk performance and a bronze for her effort in the snatch category. In cricket, the Disabled Cricket Council of India has announced that the national team will participate in the Physical Disabled Champions Trophy 2025. The tournament will take place in Colombo, Sri Lanka from 12th to 21st of next month. Cricketing giants India, England, Sri Lanka and Pakistan will compete in this prestigious event. Meanwhile, in a historic achievement, India's star pacer Jasprit Bumrah has reached 904 rating points in the ICC Men's Test Bowling Rankings. This milestone matches the highest ever rating achieved by an Indian bowler previously held by spinner Ravichandran Ashwin. And finally, at the National Shooting Championship in New Delhi, Rajasthan's Maheshwari Chauhan and Anandjit Singh Naruka emerged victorious in the skeet mixed team event, clinching the title for their home state. Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Australia were 127 for 1 in their first innings against India on day 1 of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne a short while ago. Earlier, Australia won the toss and decided to bat first. Both the teams have won one match each in the five-match series. People in the national capital, Delhi, woke up to a foggy morning today as cold wave continues to grip the city. A layer of fog covered parts of Delhi with minimum temperature dropping to 7 degrees Celsius. India Meteorological Department has forecast partly cloudy skies in the city with light rain in the evening. The maximum and minimum temperatures will hover around 23 and 7 degrees Celsius. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Under the caption, PM launches key project, the Hindustan Times leads with Modi kicks off ambitious Ken Betua River project. At least 38 dead as Russia-bound aircraft crashes in Kazakhstan, reports the Hindu. The Pioneer on its front page informs ED investigating some Canadian colleges, Indian entities and human trafficking case. Pocket rupees 1 lakh crore in 2024, investors get good exits in IPO frenzy, writes the Financial Express. Celebrating a landmark, riding on huge network and connectivity, Delhi Metro celebrates 22 years of operation, informs the Delhi Tribune. Hindustan Times proudly writes, breaking the glass ceiling, soaring ambition, like father, like daughter, IAF recruit to train as pilot at airbase, once commanded by her dad. And finally, the Delhi Tribune says, Christmas in capital, a celebration of peace, joy and faith. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Veer Bal Divas celebrations at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Prime Minister to also launch Suposhit Gram Panchayat Abhiyan to improve nutrition and overall well-being of children. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements. NDA leaders discuss ways to strengthen coordination among alliance partners. Doyen of Malayalam Literature and Cinema, M.T. Vasudevan Nair, passes away in Kozhikode. EPFO registered a net addition of 13,41,000 members in October this year. And in cricket, Boxing Day test of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia underway in Melbourne. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.